seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام: الحمية رأس الدواء، والمعدة بيت الداء، عود بدنا ما تعود.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, diet control is the fountainhead of remedies, and the stomach is the house of all ailments. So condition your body while it can be conditioned.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We find in the beautiful conversations of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, this divinely appointed Imam, that he talks to his companions and his friends about a whole host of different things. We do find that one of the things that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam talks about in one of his conversations deals with being disobedient to our parents. Now, in this conversation with one of his companions, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says that the Messenger of Allah has said, when talking about disobedience to parents, the Holy Messenger of Allah has said, be obedient to your parents and restrict yourself to the garden. Be disobedient and rude with your parents and restrict yourself to the fire. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam here very beautifully tells us this tradition from the Messenger of Allah. Of course, as the tradition goes, the first of us is Muhammad, the last of us is Muhammad, and the middle of us is Muhammad, meaning that all of the divinely appointed Imams, they speak the words and the messages of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And so here we find that being obedient to our parents will take us towards the garden, the paradise, the heaven. But on the other hand, being disobedient and rude with our parents will lead us towards the fires of hell. In this day and age, and perhaps in even previous ages and eras, we find that sometimes it is quite difficult for a youth to be obedient to their parents. Now, of course, we must try our best to remain silent in front of our parents, and we must try to understand the commands that our parents give us, because surely a loving and righteous and noble parent only wants good for their children. And so in reality, when we obey our righteous, good, and honorable parents, then we are truly doing something which is for our own benefit. And if we are disobeying the commandments of our righteous and noble parents, then of course that is going to lead us towards trouble. And so being obedient to our parents is not only good for this world, but also for the hereafter. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Mansur Dawaniqi summoned the Imam with the intention of killing him. When Imam entered Baghdad, he himself went forward and welcomed the Imam and mentioned that I had a dream of Amir al-Mumineen, of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And in this dream, I saw that he was reciting a verse of the Quran. And then right after that, Mansur inquires the 6th, 7th Imam. He says that, are you going to revolt against me? Then Imam replied that, I have no such intention of revolting against you. The Khulafa were always in fear of losing their power because their Khilafat was not on the hearts of people. The Khilafat of the Masumin, the Khilafat of the Imams were on the heart of the people. They governed the heart. They were the rulers of the heart because of their sifat, because of their qualities, because of their behavior, because of their akhlaq, how they were, because of their knowledge. As we all know, that the scholars who lived during the lifetime of the 7th Imam, they praised the Imam. He was known as Salih. Another title of the Imam, of the 7th Imam, is Salih, the righteous one. He was profoundly known for his spirituality, for his generosity, for his knowledge, for his enduring patience.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue, don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.